Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Jane.
Hey, Paul. Great to be here and dive into today's AI headlines.
Excellent. Let's kick things off with a big one. Apple executives are making it clear that AI will be integrated technology, not a standalone product. This comes from an interview with Wired where they push back against the idea of a, quote, killer AI product. Less than person two, greater than right. And this isn't a new stance for Apple, is it? They've always focused on the user experience and the features, rather than spotlighting the underlying tech. They want AI to just work within their ecosystem. Less than person one, greater than exactly. Turnus, one of the executives, said they never think about shipping a technology, but rather, quote, amazing products, features, and experiences. It's about not making customers think about the what behind the how. Less than person two, greater than Engelistier. And that's a smart play, Paul. While others are shouting about their latest LLM, Apple's quietly baking AI into everything. It's about making the iPhone, the Apple Watch, the Mac, even better, without needing a separate AI app. Less than person one, greater than Engelistier really is. But the article also raises a valid point about disruption. If AI agents eventually replace the need to manually open apps like Uber, Apple needs to ensure their integrated approach keeps them relevant in that future.
Absolutely. The "there's an app for that" era could very well become "let the agent do that." Apple's challenge is to ensure their agents are the ones doing it, seamlessly, within their secure and private ecosystem.
Moving on, we have some interesting news from the finance world. Shuriken has launched AI agent trading infrastructure with broad LLM integration. This sounds like a game changer for autonomous finance, Jane.
It really does, Paul. We've seen AI agents do so much, but financial trading has been a complex frontier due to speed, security, and compliance. Shuriken seems to be tackling that head-on by integrating with various LLMs and asset classes.
They're touting 24/7 trading across on-chain tokens, real-world assets, even pre-IPO equity. And the agents can plug into real-time information sources like Twitter and Telegram to act before the market does.
That's where the real edge is, Paul. Acting on information instantly. But what's crucial here is their emphasis on granular permissions and not having seed phrases in runtime. That addresses a huge security concern for anyone considering autonomous trading.
Definitely. It sounds like they're trying to build trust in what could be a very high-stakes environment. It will be fascinating to see how this evolves and what kind of impact it has on traditional trading floors.
Agreed. This is truly the beginning of autonomous finance, as they put it. It's a space to watch very closely, especially as more advanced LLMs get integrated.
Finally, a newsletter is critiquing overly simplistic expectations for AI in software development. It seems like the market downturn has everyone looking for process optimization, with AI being seen as a magic bullet.
This resonates so much, Paul. There's a lot of hype that AI will just magically fix all our development woes. But the newsletter points out that many process optimization efforts are too simplistic and miss the real bottlenecks. Less than person two, the author reread classics like The Toyota Way and The Goal, realizing that simply throwing AI at a problem without understanding the underlying process issues is a recipe for disappointment. It's about true optimization, not just automation. Less than person two, greater than exactly. AI can be an incredibly powerful tool, but it's not a substitute for sound strategy and a deep understanding of your workflow. You still need to identify the right problems for AI to solve, rather than just hoping it'll make everything faster.
It's a good reminder that technology, even AI, is only as effective as the thought and strategy behind its implementation. Thanks for those insights, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to break down these stories with you.
That's the MergeSort AI Digest for May 17th, 2026. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more daily AI news.